Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. This one surprised me. After a series of test cars that were, let's call it disappointing, the new Suzuki Ignis, or the facelifted Suzuki Ignis, is amazingly fun and hugely unexpected joy to live with. Built as an SUV, it's a pretty great daily driver. The 1.2-litre engine is frugal, but more importantly, it's fun. You see, the car's a lightweight 850 kilograms, yet tough feeling. The car shouldn't be fun to drive, yet it was. The 5-speed manual, slick and effortless, and a delight on a mountain pass. It's practical, sure, but the car delights. From keyless go to a huge touchscreen with CarPlay, the interior is also a delight. The test unit had a cream and black dash that was uplifting and cool-looking, with quirky grab handles that were fun. The interior delighted me like the Minis did when they were first relaunched, but it has the same effect without resorting to any kind of retro. It handles well. It's compliant, quiet and comfortable, and even good on the freeways, with the odd down change if the need to pass arises. The suspension is an engineering marvel, and it is definitely class-leading, both on-road and if you need to eat up some gravel kilometers. It's more spacious than it looks and eminently practical. With climate control and keyless go and the infotainment system, this car is on my highly recommended list. Suzuki is making a name for itself again, and this is a hero car for the brand, in my opinion. I got 5.7 liters per 100 kilometers, but with very spirited driving. And in manual form, you're going to pick one up for 223,900 Rand, or from 240,000 Rand if you wanted with the automated manual transmission. My call would be to go for the manual if that doesn't bother you. And really, such a great and unexpectedly great car. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, that podcast at fmr.co.za.